Poverty, race, and educational inequality is the topic of a symposium tomorrow morning at Rutgers Camden. Attendees at the free open event will hear panel members discuss implications for grades K through 12. And on that panel, Arcielo Aponte, president of the New Jersey State Board of Education. Mr. Aponte, thanks for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
You're welcome. I look forward to this discussion.
It's a discussion about the problem of growing inequality and its serious ramifications nationwide. You've served on the New Jersey board since, 2006, and its president since 2010. Discuss the scope of the problem.
Well, for us, it's making sure that we are graduating students college and career ready. And that's a challenge within public education because historically there has not been consistency in standards. We're graduating students that were forced to take a number of remedial coursework when they enter into college are just not prepared for the job market.
Of course, recognizing that disparity now, almost three decades ago, New Jersey created so-called Abbott districts. The intent was to ensure funding equity across districts. Now, 29 years on, how would you grade that program?
Well, I think that there's still a lot of work to be done in New Jersey, in particular around some of our urban centers. The student performance has not been at par with some of our more affluent suburban districts. And a part of the work of the Department of Education has been to see where some of our more struggling districts are in terms of their student performance, in terms of the use of curriculum models, and really trying to create the type of infrastructure that will allow for teachers to better prepare their students.
Now, when you talk about curriculum, let's talk about the New Jersey Core Curriculum Content Standards. New Jersey now one of 45 states that have come onto that program. Yet there's a lot of pushback from various interests that perhaps the state's going too fast, intending to integrate by next year, 2015, those standards.
Well, you know, in the state of New Jersey, we've had a set of core standards now for many years, really dating back to 1996. When we adopted the new state core curriculum content standards, it was not a significant change for the state of New Jersey.
Don't teachers and administrators also have to be brought up to speed on how to implement core standards?
The bulk of the districts in the state of New Jersey have been preparing for the new standards over many years, and so this has been a effort by many districts to make sure that when implemented, that the core standards will be implemented in a way that produces positive student results.
Talking here, February 2014, do you have cause for concern or hope that the growing disparity and inequality will be turned around anytime soon?
I'm hopeful that we'll get there. And the decisions that we've made recently around the adoption of the core standards, around the new assessment tool, PARC, the discussions we're having about alignment from K through 16, all those issues, to me, lead the state in the right direction. And ultimately, I believe that our students of color in particular will benefit from a number of the initiatives that we are advancing right now.
Mr. Aponte, thanks for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to have this discussion with you.
Arcielo Aponte is president of the New Jersey State Board of Education. He'll be on a panel tomorrow at Rutgers Camden entitled Poverty, Race, and Educational Inequality, Implications for Policy and Practice.